Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather. That's where I give you news and views from a West Texan's biblical point of view, one you're going to find in your mainstream media. And today I'm coming to you driving in my car on my way to church today. Huge shout out to Michelle in Alabama for giving me the heads up on what is going on in Iran. Looks like their leader, their president, has either been killed or seriously injured in a helicopter crash. And so, if you guys go to Amir Sarfati on Telegram, you can catch all the latest updates on what's going on. And so, this presents a pretty dangerous security issue for all of us. And so, Amir is saying right now that an Iranian security source says the downing of the president's helicopter out of the three helicopters, two of which arrived safely, presents us with a major and dangerous security event. And so they're saying we're facing the possibility of a major assassination attempt or an actual murder. And so we have all this going on. And so if you guys want to jump on over to Amir's Telegram page, you'll get a whole lot more information on what's going on, minute by minute updates. I was also informed that John Holler on YouTube is talking about this right now in his morning update. And so a lot of things are going on in the world today, and so this is a major part of one today. And so if you're not in the news, guys, you may want to get in the news. You're not gonna hear this on your mainstream media. No, this is not on your Fox News or CNN or anything like that. So you need to jump on and, you know, get into the good news. You know, the news that you're not going to hear, like, you know, Amir's his Telegram, and you know, of course, he's got BeholdIsrael.org. Of course, we have John Holler. He gives updates. Redacted there on YouTube gives great updates. The Max also on YouTube, they give a lot of good updates there as well. They're in Mississippi. They got a farm there in Mississippi. But it says here, in the event that the president of Iran dies, the person who is expected to replace him in office, at least temporarily, is Vice President Mohammad Mabar. In such a case, Iran is expected to announce new presidential elections within 50 days. So Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, holds an emergency meeting following the helicopter crash. So it goes on with it. It shows their rescue team is not very impressive. You can go watch those videos. So guys, a lot of stuff happening. Another one you guys can look at is Wide Awake Media, and that is on Telegram. And also In Time Headlines is also another great one there on Telegram that you guys can get a lot of information from that you're not going to get in your mainstream media. And that was one forwarded from Amir. So Amir is the one pretty much breaking the news for everything. So the U.S. officials believe Iranian President Raisi has been killed and Biden has been briefed. Goes on to say there's more coming in, and most of this is from Amir. And so what a blessing that is to have him over there. So Wide Awake Media is also reporting on this as well. And I notice now on Telegram there are ads. So, okay. So, Ukraine wind turbine collapses to the ground as a result of the wind. Lots of stuff happening today. But I tell you guys, if you're not on your way to church, if you have not been to church, if you have one in your vicinity, a good Bible preaching, believing church, I would ask that you would do that today, be in the church where you are called to be by the Lord. And so that's where I'm heading to right now. I'm a little late. I have customers in the morning. I do own get along little doggies, and so I do have little dog customers, my little furry friends that I get to go see. And so it's kind of a great thing when you have customers that are so happy to see you. You know what I mean? But anyway, guys, with that, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get in to you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus. Maranatha. May today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. Ooh, that's our blessed hope, you guys. That's what we're waiting for. But until then, we are to keep on telling people about the Lord. We are to keep on preaching and teaching the good news. He's called us to do. The Apostle Paul told us to fight the good fight. And so don't get discouraged and don't get down. Keep your head up. Keep looking for the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ and keep telling everyone, yes, see, the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ and how He is our Savior and how He can wash you clean and make you a brand new creature today. If you're on your couch eating Cheetos, or if you're in the garden, if you're on a tractor, if you're driving down the highway, it doesn't matter where you are. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. And I would waste no time in asking the Lord Jesus to save you. And so we all need a Savior. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. And so we all deserve death. But the good news is that God sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and to live the perfect sinless life that we could never do. And, you know, and to suffer the punishment, the wrath of sin on a cross. And so God took out His wrath on His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was us that deserved that, not the Lord Jesus. But they loved us so much that, you know, Jesus submitted, and God the Father sent His only begotten Son. And so, you know, when you are saved, when you cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ and you admit that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior and that you ask Him to forgive you, just know that that was a cost, a high price paid for you and I. And so just remember that, you guys. And so with that, I'm going to get out of here. So once again, as always, get in the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Thank you guys so much for listening, and may God bless each and every one of you.